Howdy, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
I'm your next-door neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
It's called Won't You Be My Neighbor. Basically, one of my guilty pleasures is to flip through the Nextdoor app and look at all the crazy things that humans post on there. And then I pick my favorites to read to the city of Chicago. Would you like to hear my favorites this week?
Yes, I would love to.
Here we go. The first one is titled Seeking Neighbor with Psychic Powers for Daily Weather Forecasts.
Okay.
All right. That's where we're starting today. It reads... Hello, wonderful neighbors. I'm tired of relying on weather apps and meteorologists who never get it right. Instead, I'm in search of a neighbor who is blessed with extraordinary psychic abilities to provide accurate weather forecasts. If you can effortlessly predict rainbows, fog monsters, or snowflakes shaped like celebrities, please send me your powers. Let's make our neighborhood a go-to destination for meteorological marvels.
That is brilliant. It reminds me of from the movie Mean Girls when she says her breath can tell the weather it's going to rain or not. I will come over and be like, I got you.
Nailed it. Oh, that's so funny. Yes. All right. You ready for one more?
Yes.
This one's called Noise Pollution Complaint. Silence Required. All right. We're going Karen on it. Here we go. This one reads, Neighbors. It's come to my attention that the sound of laughter and children playing outside is disturbing my peace and quiet. I kindly request that everyone remains from any form of laughter during my designated relaxation hours. Children must be seen, not heard, and adults should communicate through hushed whispers. Remember, silence is golden.
Karen 101.
101. No doubt.
Can't get worse than that. I don't think so.
No. The only thing was worse was last week when somebody was selling teddy bears made out of chicken skin. It was weird. But
it is a little weird, but edible. So still on a good track.
There you go. Awesome.